Forward.
3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. I'm Matt.
I'm Dory.
What an adventure it has been, gang. We've done a lot since we last spoke.
We've gone through some
lice treatments. Oh, yeah. It was... Guys, let me tell you something. If you want to start a racket... All you got to do some research in your area, find out where there are the most preschools. Then, equidistant to all those preschools, open up a place and call it the Wizards of Hair. And watch the money roll in. Anyway, yeah. I feel like I really... didn't bury the lead. What's the reverse of burying the lead? Led with the lead.
Yeah, you.
You're a journalist. What is that called? Is that called something?
Yeah. I forget. It is called something.
Bananaing the split.
You bananaed the split.
Yeah, that's my. If you guys need that, you can use that phrase now.
Yeah.
That's free. And, you know, Mother's Day. It's just been a bit of time over here.
It's been a real time.
So where do we start, Dodo?
Should we start with Mother's Day?
Oh, sure. What a glorious time it was.
It was such a glorious time. I'm realizing that Henry just, he wants all... celebrations of me also be celebrations of him.
Interesting.
Like why he told me that for my birthday, while he's at school, he wants me to bake my cake. Mm-hmm. And then when he gets home, he's going to frost it and write on it, Henry Mama.
Mm.
And then like this morning, Matt was like, we got to make Mama breakfast. And Henry was like, okay, we'll make Mickey waffles.
No, that's not what he said. He said, okay, but it's got to be something we all want to eat. How about chocolate chip Mickey waffles? So that was what we made you.
There were no chocolate chips.
Oh, I know. I assumed he would forget. I was correct.
You were correct.
Then we had T-ball, the team that had the music. They were back.
They were back, baby.
They were back. They were not as good as I remember.
They have that one kid who's really good.
Yeah, I guess so.
But you know what I think has happened? I think our team has also gotten a little better.
A little bit, yeah, for sure.
You know?
I think there's, you know, some slight improvements amongst every... But I will say, Henry is a menace out there with the fielding. He will run you down.
He will run you down.
He will force you to make outs. He will induce bad throws. He will aggressively go at the bases. He will take two bases, but he should probably only take one. I mean, it was crazy.
He
fielded a ball, and he looked to first base, and the kid was already towards first base, and he looked to third, and he ran to home, and he tagged out the kid at home plate. It was like incredible heads-up actual baseball being played by one child. But this got him to be a little overzealous with his fielding, in that he was trying to get the ball from everybody on his own team in order to try to make the plays.
Yes. There were no calling of balls.
It didn't matter. People would call balls and he wouldn't care. He wouldn't hear it.
He's got to work on that.
He just got blinded by the glory of the defensive out. So.
All like several parents like independently said to me like, oh, Henry's really into it, huh?
Yeah. He is, I think, the only person that understands the rules.
Yeah.
As far as, like, that is playing on our team.
For sure. And also the only one who I think cares about the rules.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, to a degree.
Yeah.
To a degree, he cares. It is funny when he'll just take two bases for no reason. Just because he knows they're not going to make a play. So he'll be like, I'm going home.
He's aggressive.
He is. He's a little aggro.
He's aggressive.
Some good hits, you know. He hit some good. He cranked some nice ones.
Yeah,
Yeah, but I am finding like the kids are sort of. I think the kids are at their wits' end with T-ball.
What do you mean?
I'm getting that vibe from all the kids on the team. They all seem to want to be not. They want to be doing whatever they want. Like, I feel like they're all over the team sport aspect of it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. We'll see. We got two more games left. Only one more game will we be attending. Because Henry's decided to have a dance recital same day as a makeup game, whatever. Yeah, so then... There was some playground time afterwards, and then Dory went. I said, what do you want to do on Mother's Day? Why don't you play tennis? She was like, I was going to play tennis anyway, you ding-dong. So.
Here's what happened. So I'm on tennis teams, but they also do this, it's called Flex Singles League in the spring and summer. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you sign up and you get assigned to... like groups based on your level. And they said each player will probably play, like depending on how many people sign up, each player will probably play between 6 and 8 matches, like between now and the end of August. Mm-hmm. And you schedule them on your own time. So you schedule them with your opponent. You get assigned opponents and you schedule them on your own time and you book the courts on your own. So like until like the day before the deadline, there were like 8-ish people signed up. Then all of a sudden, I look like when the deadline has hit, and there's 20 people. There's 20 people in this Flex Singles League. And instead of dividing us up into two groups and just saying, like, these 10 people are going to play these 10 people, and these 10 people are going to play these 10 people, They put all 20 of us in one group and we're supposed to play 19 other people between now and the end of August. There's not even 19 weeks.
Seems doable.
How is this going to happen?
You make it work. You do Wednesdays, you do Thursdays, you do Fridays.
I was just like, you know what? I usually play doubles. I've been kind of intimidated to play singles. It's a much different game. It's a much more strenuous game. But this will be good. I'll get some singles practice and it'll just be me. I won't be like affecting a team or, you know, anything like that. And I'll play a few matches. Now I'm like, I'm playing 19 matches. This is bananas. So I played my first match today, a fellow lefty. And I've seen her play before. I've practiced with her before. 'Cause like all of us who are like around the same level, there's a bunch of us who play out of these couple of courts in LA and we all practice together, even though we're on different teams. And I'd seen her play and I was like, she's pretty good. And I know she plays singles. So I'm like, okay. I'm just going to go into it. I hope to get a few games off her. And this will just be my sort of like entree into playing singles. So we started playing and I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, singles is hard and really tiring. And I'm like running around and every, like the games were close, but all of a sudden I'm down 4-1 and I'm like, oh boy, okay. Well, at least I got one game off her. Then I start like grinding back and
look out, here she comes, everybody, the grind is on.
And the first set ends and I've lost it, but I lost 6-4, which is better than 6-1. And
yes,
I'm like,
that's three better.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, 6-4 is like very respectable. All right, meanwhile I am like dying. I'm hot. It's been that the first set took an hour, which is long in rec tennis, and I'm like drinking my water. I'm like, oh, I'm going to run out of water. Fortunately, there's a water fountain right outside our court. Also, fortunately, I have my electrolytes. I was just like,
got to keep those in a bottle, you know?
Yes. But I was really like, like every point I was like, like, oh my God, this is insane. So then the second set starts and mm-hmm. I win the first game. Then she wins the second game. And then we're kind of like going back and forth. And then all of a sudden I'm up 5-2 and I'm like,
what?
Exactly. I'm like, what? This is crazy. I'm up 5-2 and then she wins the next game. So it's 5-3 and I'm like, oh boy, this better not be her comeback.
Mm.
So I won the next game. So I won that set 6-3. And then if each player wins a set, you have to do a tie break. And the tie break goes up to, it's 10 points, 10 individual points. It's not a full game or it's not, you don't do the points in the same weird way that you do regular tennis points. It's not like 15 love, 30, 15, whatever. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you have to get 10 points and you have to win by 2. And the way you do it is all weird. Like you serve, the person whose serve it is, the first serve is from one side, then you switch sides, then the next person serves from the other side. Like it's a very confusing system that I have committed to memory because it's just something that you need to do. And we're playing the tiebreak and I'm like spent. Like I was like, I can do 2 sets. You know what I mean? I got 2 yeah. sets in me and I like gave it my all for that second set. And I was like, oh fuck. Like I'm very tired at this point. I double faulted. I'm like not serving very well. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, do I give up? Like, do I just give it to her? And then I'm like, no, I can't. I was down 8-5. So she just needed 2 more points to win the whole thing. And I got the next 5 points and I won.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think she was like, what just happened?
That's huge.
Honestly, it kind of was. I was like, there were several times where I was like, I might need to take a medical break. Like, am I dehydrated? Like, what is happening? It was so,
whoa,
I was...
Whoa. What was happening?
It was just a lot. Like it's very strenuous. And she was really making me run. And I was just like, oh my God. And then yeah. So that was very satisfying, I have to say. I really felt good about that. And I won my doubles match yesterday. So I'm just on a like good tennis zone, which feels good because I lost my first 2 matches of the season in very embarrassing. Like, I mean, I don't want to say embarrassingly, but it was like I didn't play very well. And now I feel like I've got my mojo back.
That's great. I'm glad your mojo has returned.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
I had been looking for it. I was like, where was the mojo?
Well, I found it. So we're good now.
It's good.
Anyway, thank you all for listening to my play-by-play of my tennis match.
This was huge for her, you know? This was the
solitary
victory she needed, you know? Meanwhile, I took Henry out to Trader Joe's where he picked out some flowers.
They're very pretty. He picked out lovely flowers.
Well, the first batch he picked out, there were a lot of dead flowers. I was like, no, no, bud, look. I was like, ooh, there's a batch over there. Go check it out. Pick one. And then I was like, what should we make, Mama, for dinner? And again, he pulls this. It's got to be something we all like.
So guess what he chose?
He chose noodles, which he made, which was, he chose bow tie pasta and broccoli. Okay.
Yeah, broccoli.
And broccoli. So, you know, we did some garlic bread. He's like, ooh, I like garlic bread. And, what else did we get that he wanted?
Well, you also got that chicken.
I don't want to talk about that chicken.
Okay.
I was like, we need more than broccoli. I got to get some chicken, like one of their, you know, bake it in the oven kind of a deals.
Right.
And I think had I not used the sauce, it would have been a great, like, breaded chicken baked chicken thing. It would have been really good because, you know, in the oven for a while and 20 minutes I cooked it.
Uh-huh.
But then they kind of the sauce, like, I guess it's called ruin it sauce where it ruins whatever it touches.
The sauce was not delicious.
It was bad.
Trader
Joe's is really, really hit or miss.
It is. It really is.
Because the hits are great and the misses are woof.
Yeah. The misses really miss the mark.
Yeah. I would say get out of here with that. Thank you. So we had dinner. Henry picked out a card for Dodo as well, a Mother's Day card, which was a card that said...
It says, you've got the moves on the front. And then inside it says, you know it. And
he went to town with a marker. Like he went into his room, into his playroom and sat at his desk and really worked on that.
He wrote Mama/Henry M. Uh-huh. Then he made some shapes, and he asked me what shapes they were.
Yes.
And then there's something else that looks like
he loves to add a quiz.
Yes. Like he was maybe trying to make a star, but crossed it out.
I thought it was like the earth with a leaf.
Maybe, but he scribbled over it.
I don't know what it was. But
It was very sweet, and I appreciated it.
And he put a sticker on the back to close it, but then I taught him how to actually close an envelope.
Yeah, but there's still
he really licked it.
There's still a popsicle sticker on it.
Yeah. And he wanted to put it in the mailbox, and I said, she's not going to find it in the mailbox.
Oh, in our mailbox.
Yeah.
I see. Because we mailed some stuff yesterday. I've been like slowly writing thank you notes for his birthday. And he's been writing his name, and we took them to the mailbox, which he knew where it was, and then wanted to put them in himself. So
nice. Yeah. He did. He knew the corner streets that it was on.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Okay. Well, let's take a break.
Okay, let's do that.
Now that we've discussed your wild Mother's Day tennis victory.
Wild tennis victory. My come from behind tennis victory.
Yes, we will be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, we're back.
Hello.
I hear a lot of dog action out there.
There is a lot of dog action out there. Even I can hear it.
Is our dog participating in that action, or is he just sleeping?
Our dog is sleeping on my couch in my office. Gotcha. He's like, I do not care about you all. He's like, fair. I have to sleep now. All right. Let's take a break.
We did, honey. We're back from the break.
Oh, that's right. Wow. I am out of
it. Jeez Louise.
Oh, boy. Did we remind people how to email us?
We didn't do that yet.
Okay. Oh, all right. I haven't totally lost it. DoryandMatt@gmail, MattandDory@gmail. Call or text us at 413-461.
I'm a little worried you're not going to wake up in time to get him to school tomorrow morning.
Or 413-461-2229. I'm probably going to go to sleep after this.
Oh, that's my plan too.
Honestly, although I feel like I kind of also want to take a bath. Like an Epsom.
Oh, you said you're going to take a 3-hour bath.
Yeah, 3 hours is probably too much, but I want to take like a soaking Epsom salt
bath.
It's
a great time to do it. I got all my dirty clothes out of there.
Great.
You know, bathroom's ready to be your kingdom.
But you need to take a shower.
Yeah.
So do you want to take it after my bath?
Or yeah, before? I think that's probably the better idea.
All right. We have a voicemail to start.
Glad we worked that out on the podcast.
Me too.
Who's going to take a bath or shower first?
We have a voicemail to kick things off, Matt.
That's because we're so relatable. We only shower in one bathroom. Can you believe it? Mostly because Henry has his own.
I think that's pretty normal.
Is it? I feel like in most houses where there's two bathrooms, you know, you could take a shower in either one, but the other one is so Henry's.
It's so Henry's. It doesn't even have shower doors.
Well, it's because there was no access to Henry.
That's true.
I was going to put them back in, and then no one would help me.
Well, I will help you.
Too late now. We were talking about a voicemail.
Yes. It is. Thank you. It is the one labeled Best Friends.
Oh, my God. Is this the caller that I was going to be best friends with? Are they back? Are they my best friend for now?
Well, you'll have to listen to the voicemail.
Truly, this is exciting.
No spoilers.
Let me get my groove on by selecting this sound set for them and using this soundboard, putting it right there. Okay, here we go. Ready? Action.
Oh,
you know what? It's not working because I have it not going through the headphones like a still a goose, man. Here we go. Regular goose. Here we go.
Thanks for playing my last voicemail on the podcast. This is Christy, by the way.
That's my best friend.
Yes, we can totally be best friends. I am local-ish. The problem is I live out of Nosusa and LA traffic is hell. So
hang on.
Maybe we can meet up in Pasadena sometime, but it would have to be
guy. We gotta do that. Hang on. I just want to say that my favorite saying is Azusa's town. Their slogan. Do you know what their slogan is?
No.
In Azusa?
How would I know that?
The best town in the USA from A to Z.
That's pretty good.
I believe that's what it is.
That's pretty good. Okay. Also, I just want to note that the train goes to Azusa now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't take me a whole hour to get out there, which sometimes is the case. So we'll see. And I also am concerned about our interests. Mm-hmm. You're into golfing. I don't golf.
It's okay.
You're also into like baseball. Mm-hmm. Go Dodgers, by the way. That's another issue because I'm a big Dodgers fan.
That's fine.
Hang
on. I keep hitting a button and then the space button and then that's playing a sound clip instead of pausing like I want it to. Anyway, if I can get rid of that sound from being queued up. What I was going to say was, the Dodgers are so inconsequential to me because not only if you don't have Spectrum Cable and you live in Los Angeles, you can't watch a fucking Dodgers game.
That's true.
There's not I haven't seen a single Dodgers game this year. Last year, I only saw the Red Sox Dodgers series because I happened to be at a Dave and Buster's. So I was playing there. Shout out to Kula and the Dave and Buster's in Irvine. So like the Dodgers like sort of don't exist. They exist, but they don't. I guess they're like mythical. Plus, you know, I've got some Dodger hats. Look, Mookie Betts is on the Dodgers. I mean, I will forever be a fan of Mookie Betts. Freddie Freeman's a charming guy with big teeth. I like that. He's a big goofball. And a phenomenal first baseman. Great hitter. And Shohei, you know, he's pretty charming too.
Shohei is charming.
And
wow.
The manager of the Dodgers is 2004 American League Championship Series hero Dave Roberts. Stealing second. Setting up the hit for Bill Miller to get a hit, and Dave Roberts came around and scored. great. That was like the most pivotal stolen base in the history of an entire Red Sox franchise.
Wow.
And that's why when Dave Roberts is back at Fenway, whatever dugout he's in, he gets a standing ovation.
Is that true?
Yeah, of course.
Aw.
He seems, you know,
like,
funny.
He seems like a good coach.
Yeah, he would have been at the 2004. We honored the 2004 Red Sox.
Uh-huh.
He would have been there, but he was busy coaching the Dodgers. Mm. At least Francona retired the year before from coaching the Indians. Sorry, the Guardians. My brain is still stuck in 2014. Anyway, back to the voicemail.
I don't actually care about baseball. It's just fun to be a fan. And then I love Gilmore Girls, though. We can talk about Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, Stars Hollow, baby.
That's actually how I found out about your podcast when you were on Gilmore Guys, like, years ago. And
before times.
Yeah, so let's hang out. Dory, sorry that you felt bullied. I was actually feeling self-conscious when I sent the message. I was like, watch, she's not going to play it because I was like, oh, you've never played my stuff before. But here we are. It worked. So I appreciate it. This one, you know, you're more than welcome to play it or not. I promise I will not be offended. Truly was a joy to just have the one voicemail played. So appreciate y'all. Take care. Bye.
Well, now we're just going to play your voicemails.
I feel like that's a Northern Washington accent.
A Northern Washington accent. That's very specific.
Like cresting upon Vancouver, but not quite.
Interesting.
It's look, it's just a feeling I have.
Hmm. Okay.
We're best friends, so.
Yeah, I know. You're going to meet up in Old Town Pasadena.
I'm like, why don't you just go out to Warner Brothers where the Gilmore Girls set is? And it's so much easier for me to get to.
Wow.
Look, I mean, I don't. It's the.
It's fine. You have a new best friend. It's cool.
Look, Matt Gourley lives in Pasadena, and I haven't seen him in 8 months. So, sometimes some places are too far. Pasadena's too far.
Is Azusa. It?
Azusa's out there.
Azusa is out there. I don't think I've ever been to Azusa.
I tried to get. I tried to get you. A tennis partner the other day.
What?
Yesterday.
What?
Today. Today, one of the parents. I was talking to one of the parents.
One of the T-ball parents?
One of our T-ball parents, one of our co-parental units.
Okay.
And they were like, oh, my wife is more is a golfer. I'm not a golfer. And I was like, wait, do you play tennis? And he was like, no. And I was like, oh, forget it. I was gonna send you to play tennis with Tori while I played golf with your wife.
That's really funny. Nice try.
Hey, I'm just looking to find people out there who, you know, enjoy incredibly quick golf.
Mm.
No dilly dally.
I do think it's funny that incredibly quick golf is like the length of a long tennis match.
Yeah. Although, you know, sometimes I do it more often than not, where I will bounce after 12 holes.
Mm.
Because I think golf should be 12 holes. I think that 18 is too many.
Interesting. Yep. Interesting. Okay.
So.
All right, everyone. You heard it here first. 12-hole golf.
Oh, front six and a back six. I think this would sweep the nation.
You might be.
Could you imagine shaving an hour off of regular golf?
I mean, no, I can't. That's like... Oh. Wow.
It's like if tennis scoring went up to like six or whatever.
It does go up to
six.
What's
the equivalent? Okay. Then it went up to four, maximum of four.
You know, I was talking to someone who is on one of my teams and she plays in another league. And they just do one set up to eight.
There you go.
Which is, I was like, oh, that's interesting.
That sounds like brevity. I like it.
Yeah, that is brevity. All right. How are we on time? Okay, we're good. Wow, we've only gone through one voicemail. Okay. This is from Cindy. Hello, Matt and Dory. Just listened to the latest podcast about anxiety after loss. My first pregnancy after IVF resulted in a loss at 23 weeks due to an incompetent cervix. I then had a healthy pregnancy after, which is my 10-year-old son. I then had a loss at 15 weeks. Still no reason why that happened after all the testing. Then had another, quote, healthy pregnancy, which is my 6-year-old daughter. I had to cancel the baby shower and return all the baby stuff after my first loss. I decided that I would never have a baby shower and would prefer to have a 100-day celebration after the baby was born. It was great because everyone got to meet the baby and we were in a better frame of mind at that point. I also opted to wait until 24 weeks to tell anyone. The anxiety part never really ended. My son went into the PICU at 4 days for sepsis. Ooh. And my daughter was born at 34 weeks and in the NICU for 16 days due to my preeclampsia. For me, I was very anxious the first year and gradually got better every day. There is really no right time to do anything, and you will do things when you're comfortable. I opted to wait for most things just because I was dealing with PTSD and therapy only did so much. You will know what is right, and don't let anyone make you do anything that will trigger you or make you feel uncomfortable. Therapy and meds are truly a lifesaver. Much love, Cindy from Long Island. Same stats.
You know what I like about that, Eve, that message?
What?
It's just like, you don't have to have a baby shower before the baby gets here.
Totally.
That makes a lot of sense. If you're having any sort of like trepidation about it, like what a great way to get baby stuff.
I mean, like traditionally Jewish people don't have baby showers, like kind of for this reason.
You are a superstitious bunch.
We don't like to look. Here's the thing: we don't like to invite the evil eye. Okay. And having a baby shower is a little bit like tempting fate. I get it. I had a baby shower, but like I also understand the impulse not to have a baby shower.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Cindy, for sharing your experience. Let's see. We are gonna do this email from Erica about thank you notes. Matt and Dory, wanted to chime in on kids' birthday present thank yous. I grew up in Louisiana and still live in Texas, so the Southern hospitality person in me says you always send a thank you note. What that looks like has changed as my kids have grown. When they were little, it was just a couple of sentences by me and then some scribbles or stickers from them. My oldest is now 5, and I have the ones you fill in the blank, so I write the friend's name and present, and my son writes his name at the bottom. And he'll start filling in more as his writing gets better. Some friends send a video or pictures of opening, and I appreciate that as well. I think I've given my stats before, 2,500 square feet in Houston, with husband, 2 science babies, 2 dogs, 5 TVs, no idea the size, and too many leftover hot dog pieces from my kids. Erica.
I think that leaving a thank you note for everything is too much, guys. Southern hospitality, be damned.
Interesting.
I called it hospitality.
You did. You just called it hospitality.
Hospitality.
Yeah, I am kind of slowly doing thank you notes. Slowly but surely, I'm doing them. All right, we're going to take another break. We will BRB.
Be right back. That's what that means. Be right back. We'll be right back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We're back.
Hello.
I'm so glad that we've returned. I was worried about us.
All right. Matt, we have another voicemail.
Which one is this?
It is the job struggles one.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Hey there, Matt and Dory. Longtime listener here. I came to your pod via Forever 35, so this is not necessarily a fertility-related message, but I just wanted to let you know how much I've appreciated you talking about your kind of job search and financial struggles over the last few months. My partner and I have been going through something similar. He's been trying to establish a new career and has a job now, but is making very little money. And I used to have a solid job, but I'm having a very hard time finding a new position after losing my job during maternity leave. And yeah, the struggle is real, and dealing with your life very much not looking like what you thought it would look like in your late 30s and early 40s is really tough. And yeah, it just makes me feel a little bit better to know that we're not the only ones dealing with stuff like that. And I hope it makes you feel a little bit better to know that you're also definitely not the only ones struggling with things like that. So just wanted to let you know that, and keeping my fingers crossed for things to look up, hopefully very soon. Bye.
We shall keep our fingers crossed in return. Job update, everybody. We still don't have jobs.
I saw someone use the term white collar recession recently. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, it does feel like that because like the ostensible unemployment numbers are quite low.
Right.
But the jobs in quote unquote white collar industries are non-existent, it seems. So, I don't know. It's tough.
I mean, they're not non-existent. They're just endangered.
It's scary.
Yeah. Well, AI is supposed to come make everything better, right?
Yeah, sure.
It's going to make all our lives a lot easier, yep. And we'll be living in a utopia controlled by AI that learned everything it knows from being on the internet constantly, so that'll be great.
That's true. Okay. This is from Amelia. Hi, Matt and Dory. I'm writing to solicit advice about how a kid might react to something. My friend is about to have a baby, and I was thinking that as a gift, I could write and illustrate a board book where her son is the main character and meets / flies around with different birds from our area. I'm a big bird watcher.
First, I wasn't sold at first, but then it was geographically linked to the birds in your area.
Yeah,
like, oh, now exactly. I'm on board.
It was shaping up really nicely, but now I'm overthinking the idea. Would a kid be scared that he may actually end up in an eagle's nest, or sad that he can't actually fly around like his book character does? How do you think Henry would react to something like this? Also, Dory, have you seen Challengers? What did you think about it from a tennis player's perspective? Thanks and take care. Amelia, 5 people, 2 cats in a 1,200 square foot plus a backyard tiny house, 1 TV that I need to unplug, then plug back in every time I want to turn it on. Matt, do you have any suggestions on how to fix this TV issue? No hot dogs, but looking forward to the 25-cent hot dog night at my local minor league ballpark this summer.
I would get a smart outlet. Like to plug the TV into, and then you can cut the power to that outlet by telling Alexa or your cell phone can do it rather than you having to get up to unplug it.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a solution. I don't know if it's the best solution.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. How do you think Henry would react to a book like this, Matt?
I think Henry would be into it, but like we've always been very upfront with Henry about like when things are imaginary,
right?
Etc. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like if we caught wind of him thinking he could fly with a bird, we'd be like, you can't really fly with a bird,
right? Right. Yes. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I don't know. Well, you said you have a baby. I mean, I feel like by the time they read this book to their kid, it'll be fine. The kid's not really going to think they're a bird.
The kid will not think they're a bird. I think you are overthinking it. And I'm really delighted by the prospect of this ornithological wonderland you've created.
Yeah, it does sound delightful. All right, Matt. Oh, no, sorry. One more email from Jessica, who said, just saying hi, enjoying the T-ball stories. Matt is such a great sports dad.
I try to be. It's hard when Henry's the idiot. I mean the idiot in the sense of, like, not being a great teammate to his own team. Watching somebody put out the chalk foul lines, taking the time to do that, and then Henry's the one that's going over and scuffing it up, kicking it around. I'm like, that's the stuff where I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Such a bummer when he does that kind of stuff. Anyway, that's otherwise I'm pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Matt, we have one last voicemail called Choosing Voicemails.
Hey, y'all. Thomas in Colorado. This past episode, there was a voicemail that brought up the fact that they had left several voicemails or contacted several times and only had one on the podcast. So I'm curious, how do you decide which text messages, emails, and voicemails to play and which ones to discard or to not answer on the pod? Do you have a whole bin of unanswered emails from the pod? And would you consider using that pile for a bonus episode? Mm. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Dory, why don't you field that with your wonderful fielding?
I mean, a lot of times when we get multiple emails or voicemails on a topic, they are repetitive, and it doesn't seem necessary to read or listen to all of them. So if we have multiple messages in whatever format on a topic, I will try to get a diverse range of viewpoints. So that's really kind of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that interesting to hear, you know, people say the same thing over and over again, just in a slightly different way.
I mean, don't say that. That's all of podcasting.
I also don't mean to discourage anyone from sending in emails. I, like, please do continue to send in emails, but please also know that it is almost never personal when we don't read your email or your voicemail.
Leave it to my best friend to blow the lid off this thing.
Listen, sometimes people say, like, kind of weird things in their emails.
Emails. Oh, okay.
And then I'm just like, I don't need to read this. Do you know what
That's
I mean?
So true.
Like, it's like, we are under no obligation to read
and
every
also,
email.
Also, like, there's, like, sometimes when it's like editorially, it's like, hey, here's a can of worms we don't need to
exactly.
Open
that's what I'm kind of saying.
It's mostly,
like,
that.
Like, if there's, like, sometimes people just ask us to address things, I'm just like, I don't want to address this, or, like, I don't
want to write and be like, have you heard that there's good people on both sides? And Dora would be like, I'm not addressing this.
Yeah. So, like, that kind of, like, genre of email, I'm generally like, no. But please continue to send in your emails and your voicemails. I do read them all, and I very much appreciate receiving them all. So thank you. And with that said, that brings us to the end of the show.
Oh, I thought we were going to take another break, and then I realized we're done.
Oh, now you forgot that we took another break.
No, I didn't forget that we took it. I just...
You forgot.
Forgot that we took it.
Exactly.
That's all.
Uh-huh. And you made so much fun of me. All right. This is when we get to thank our Patreon supporters. Y'all are really keeping this podcast going. We are so grateful for you.
My God, you don't even know. If you're ever like, wow, these guys still don't have a job. Why don't I just support them this month? I'd be like, thanks. I appreciate that.
And you can do that at patreon.com/excellentadventure. We have a $5 level where you get your name read on the podcast. You also get a bonus episode. At the $10 level, you not only get two bonus episodes. Ooh, I just really said that loudly. You not only get two bonus episodes, but you also get ad-free episodes. So if you're someone who doesn't like to listen to ads, or you know, you're like, ugh, skipping ads is annoying, just pay us $10 a month and you get ad-free episodes. And then we also have a very special $25 level.
Yes, we do.
It's very exclusive.
It's a great level. I suggest if you would like to be a part of that level, do it now so that we get your June fact ready.
Mm. Yeah, you also get a fun fact when you support us at the $25 level. Matt makes up a great fun fact.
I do. And like lately I've been theming. They're thematic lately. Some of them are sometimes based on whatever it is that I happen to be watching at the time that I'm writing the facts, mm-hmm. which was absolutely the case today. As you'll see. Mm-hmm. Ready?
All right, here we go.
$25 folks, the bestest folks of all the folks. Lynn Weisinger. Here's a fun fact about her. Her favorite wrestling tag team was the Rockers. And Marty Jannetty was her favorite. Oh. Dory, do you remember Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty, the Rockers?
No.
Do you remember Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid?
No.
Wow. That's crazy. Which leads me to Angie James' favorite fact. Her fact is that her favorite WrestleMania match of all time is Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 25. Dory, do you know who the Undertaker is?
I feel like I've seen The Undertaker, but I couldn't tell you anything about The Undertaker.
This is actually very fascinating to me. I'm excited about this now with all these facts. Amanda Fujita, wonderful patron, her favorite WrestleMania moment is when Randy and Miss Elizabeth reunited at WrestleMania 7.
Wow.
And showed that love was real.
Wow.
Okay. Do you recognize Randy Savage?
Yes, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, this you get. Okay, Miss Elizabeth?
No.
Oh.
You know why I think I know Macho Man Randy Savage? Because of the Nintendo game, WrestleMania.
Okay, that's fair. Sure.
Which HS. We did play a lot in my house.
Oh, actually, I skipped Mama Joe, her fact. She has been livid ever since Sami Zayn beat Gunther for the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania this past April.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know Sami Zayn or Gunther. Okay, that's okay. Jennifer HS thinks Bobby the Brain Heenan's best wrestler, his client, was Ravishing Rick Rude. Do any of those names...
Ravishing Rick Rude, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, he is ravishing. I mean, how do you not? Mm-hmm. What a stud. Diana's favorite stadium snack. This is sort of related but unrelated. Buttered popcorn mixed with peanut M&Ms, and you shake the whole thing up. And then it's a salty sweet treat.
Mm-hmm.
The Kembles, their favorite heel turn was when Sergeant Slaughter became an Iraqi sympathizer at the height of Desert Storm.
Wow.
Well, and Hulk Hogan had to defend America. It was crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
And this is Carolyn Land, her dream match that she never got to see. There's still hope because they're both still active wrestlers.
Okay.
Would be Takamichi Noku versus Rey Mysterio. A battle of the light heavyweights, a battle of the featherweights, whatever division you'd like to call it. Some high flying action. Carolyn Land wants to see it. And I'm with her. Okay. Thank you for those fun facts, everybody. Very, very much wrestling-centric fun facts this month.
Thank you, Matt. All right, moving on to
Dory
some...
only is familiar with Rick Rude, Randy Savage...
The Undertaker.
And Desert Storm.
Yep, and Desert Storm. All right, thank you to the rest of these supporters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Anonymous.
April Howarder.
Ariel.
Ashley A.
Ashley Sissel Lee.
Barrett.
Becca Foster.
Becca Kwan.
Brian McGurk.
Bruno Macias.
Caroline C.
Carolyn N.
Chinami Worth.
Cynthia Meisner.
Deandra Kistler.
Denise Adair.
Devin Culpin.
Diana Robinson.
Donna Gomez.
Dr. Beverly Crusher.
Edwina Morgan Bodo.
Elena Paling.
Ellen.
Ellen F.
Ellis Billum.
Aaron Faldesi.
Aaron Riley.
Frederick Roy, does Discovery owe me a character payment now? Inside baseball theme. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That is over 5. Yes, you would get a character payment.
I have no idea what any of this means. Greta Truitt.
Heather Haskey.
Hendrick.
Ice Bear.
Ivar and DC's Papa Richie.
Jackie G.
Jennifer Olson.
Jennifer Steele.
Jenny Fick.
Jesse Hendricks.
Jessica Manilovich.
We got ourselves Joanna Rao.
Julia Schulenberg.
Julie Mevin.
Julie Phillips.
Hang on, I'm swatting at them all. Got them!
Yeah! Ooh, I heard that crackle.
Yeah! Got him! Got another one! Yeah, it's the 4th of July in here!
Oh, God.
Justine with an E.
And Kane McCall.
Thank you all very much. You're great.
Bye.